What rock song does AI love the most? Living on the Edge by Aerosmith, of course. Okay, sorry. That was way funnier in my head. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Yes, folks, we are talking about artificial intelligence for industrial applications, Visi AI, AI at the edge, and even galaxy detection and classification using artificial intelligence. All right, let's start things off with a little news you may have missed. Morpheus edition. So before we go any further, no, this is not a cultural and technological analysis of the Matrix movies. That's probably its own podcast series, right? No, actually, I'm talking about a new deep learning framework developed by a group of researchers at UC Santa Cruz called Morpheus that actually identifies and classifies galaxies and stars in large data sets by analyzing astronomical image data pixel by pixel. So cool. Okay, so over the last couple years, the astronomy community has been inundated with an astronomical amount of astronomy data. With the current number of space exploration missions happening right now, and the number of space surveys happening all over the world, this wave of astronomy data isn't going to let up anytime soon. So, how can we adequately deal with all of this incoming space information? AI, that's how. A group of researchers from UC Santa Cruz, led by Brant Robertson, a professor of astronomy and astrophysics, who also leads the Computational Astrophysics Research Group, and Ryan Howson, a computer science graduate student at UCSC's Baskin School of Engineering, have been working on the perfect deep learning framework to do just this. So, Brant Robertson puts the dilemma at the heart of this research in perspective like this. He says, imagine if you went to astronomers and asked them to classify billions of objects. How could they possibly do that? Now we'll be able to automatically classify those objects and use that information to learn about galaxy evolution. So, this isn't the first use of AI to classify galaxies. It's actually been used in the past, but those solutions in the past normally included adapting existing image recognition algorithms. But as you can imagine, that doesn't quite work all the way. So, Howson and his team at UC Santa Cruz built this new deep learning network called Morpheus from the ground up, using only astronomical image data, and the input for the models were only image data in the standard digital file format used by astronomers. And even further, the pixel-by-pixel analysis offered by Morpheus truly sets it apart from the rest of the pack. Brant Robertson explains it like this. He says, with other models, you have to know something is there and feed the model an image, and it classifies the entire galaxy at once. But Morpheus discovers the galaxies for you and does it pixel by pixel, so it can handle very complicated images. Okay, so this is how it works. When Morpheus processes an image of an area of the sky, it generates a new set of images for that part of the sky. Those objects are then color-coded based on their morphology, basically to separate the astronomical objects from the background. And then it identifies the different stars and different types of galaxies. The output then includes a confidence level for each classification. And with the help of UCSC's Lux supercomputer, Morpheus then can generate a pixel-by-pixel analysis for the entire set. Howson sums up the power of Morpheus quite well. He says, Morpheus provides detection and morphological classification of astronomical objects at a level of granularity that does not currently exist. So cool. So if you want even more information about this super cool new study, including what data they use to train Morpheus, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. All right, it's time to bring in Steve Kamish, VP of Edge Solutions at AD-Link. We're talking about the challenges of AI in the industrial setting, the details of AD-Link's and Intel's new Visi AI kit, and a whole lot more. Let's go. Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you very much.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who may not know, what is AD-Link all about?
Sure. So let me talk a little bit about us. We are a global leader in edge computing, and our mission these days is to help businesses get ready for artificial intelligence. We've been doing a lot of work with hardware. It's our background. It's our heritage. And over the last few years with our key partners like Intel and NVIDIA, we've been really concentrating on the new opportunities that artificial intelligence is going to make for us and for our customers.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about just that. Now, AI at the edge is a huge trend these days and is finding a sweet spot in industrial applications in particular. But overall, what do you think are the biggest challenges of AI at the edge in this arena in particular?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Actually, people understanding what edge computing is probably the first hurdle we come across. So let me explain that just for a second. Edge computing is where we try and use the compute and storage close to where data is created in industrial systems. In fact, any systems. So for instance, if you have sensors generating data, you don't want all that data to go traditionally in IoT systems to the cloud because of cost or privacy. Or maybe it just takes too long, or the connectivity isn't always reliable. So in industry, we want to try and make use of edge computing, which is right next to the devices, as close as possible, and enable us to create some value from that. And AI really helps with that. So we're seeing a big demand for this data to be used in AI in these arenas for a lot of systems which are autonomous today. So we're using computing to automate, but we want to make them so that they have autonomy where they can make the decisions themselves. And that's where AI is really helping us. I guess also, Amelia, there's a few challenges around the ecosystem. We've been doing this for ourselves for a few years, and we recognize you need to pull together partners to make this work. You can't do it all by yourself. You need different technology partners. You need people on the ground to actually go into places and fit out the systems and work on the integration challenges of, I've got the data, so what do I do with it? So we've been working with our partners to create an ecosystem to solve the challenges of people at the sharp end, shall we say. And in particular on AI, the biggest challenge we're seeing is people just want to know, so what should I buy? What is the right device? And AD-Link, having its massive hardware portfolio with, like I said, Intel and NVIDIA, we're in a position where we can help to recommend the right piece of hardware. And so sometimes it's good for one scenario, but you need more power or more compute for the next. But that's okay. You can just step up in our hardware portfolio to the next device. So we've been really concentrating on trying to enable this environment in edge AI with hardware and the software to solve the integration challenges and the partners to get out there and really do it.
So you guys with Intel have launched the Visi AI starter kit. So what's all involved in this development starter kit?
Yeah, so one of the interesting areas we've seen when we've been out there in the field was machine vision. And there's a lot of work that needs to go on to deploy machine vision systems where you want to take a use of AI. And when we've been doing it, because of the way we've worked in my team in particular with the software, we've built a set of components, we call them microservices, that allows you to deploy software onto our devices to take advantage of AI. And with Intel, we wanted to make use of their AI engine, but also their chips. So with this device, it's a small developer device. It's based on our SMARC architecture in AD-Link, so of course, industrial standard, ready for use out there. And what's on there is basically an Intel CPU and GPU, which is traditional, but it's also got the Intel Myriad device on there, which is an AI accelerator chip. So it allows us to do that AI computing on these small devices using low power. And it's a starter kit. It's out there to really be the entry point with the software to give that user experience for the people who want to use it. And we looked at them and said, what kind of people want to use it? So people who want to get used to edge computing, what is it? And data scientists. And we've created the software and the usability in a way that we hope allows them to get started quite quickly. Plug in a webcam to it. You'll see the data go to your AI engine from Intel, the OpenVINO. And if you load in the model, you can see the results of your machine vision and artificial intelligence really quickly. And I think that's just a really good way to get started. And then from there, you can think about your solutions. And if it's the right kit, great. But if you need to upgrade to something bigger, then of course you select something else from the Edlink portfolio. So it's really a starter set, knowing that you can get a one-stop support from AD-Link to get you started on this journey.
Great. So I also saw that the Visy AI has its own community of engineers. So tell me more about that.
Yeah. So what we wanted to do was not kind of end up with a really commercial model around the support and so on. We want to get that out there and get more of a developer relationship style interaction going, because we want to find out what people can create with it and also what learnings they've done. So we've enabled a website, goto50.ai, which has, you know, the normal things, the how-to articles. So you get all the advice from our team and you can go through some step-by-step instructions for setup and what should you do with it in your first 30 minutes to get a feel for it. We're putting on some blogs and some pre-built scenarios. We've got some models you can download and try out. And it's a way for us to share, you know, what have we done, what have we experienced, so that we can improve the experience for our customers, but also share our learnings together. And so you'll have direct contact with, you know, the engineers inside of AD-Link, with the customers who are playing with the devices and using it to try and build some solution.
So one last thing, where should my audience go for more information to get started with Visy AI?
Yeah, so right now it's available on arrow.com, so you can order it there. Or of course, you can go to adlinktech.com and find more details there. And what I would recommend, of course, is go to 50.ai to learn more about it, see some exciting videos, see about the experience while you wait for it to arrive.
Excellent. All right, Steve, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a bit of a soccer fan, or football, as the case may be. So tell me a little bit about how much it means to you. I know it's a big part of your community, right?
That's right. So I'm from Newcastle in the northeast of England, and football here, as we call it, is a huge thing in this area. I've been a lifelong supporter. My boys are as well. I still play football with my boys, although they're a little bit younger and faster than me. And the key thing is we spend all our time doing this, or I coach the team as well. One of my younger boys is in a team, and I coach them. And of course, we love to go and watch him at the weekends playing in his matches. So for me, a big part of my life when I'm not doing the exciting stuff with AD-Link is football.
I love it. Well, Steve, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Amelia.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out Amelia D 1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. We also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by, well, me. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store, Spotify, or Podbean. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, even if your company makes it, or heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 15th, 2020, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.